Average monthly wages in the Czech Republic rose in the second quarter by an average 3.9% year on year. The average rise of just over 1,000 crowns boosts the wages to some 27,297 crowns on average. Jan Wellinger discussed the latest figures with economist Jan Bureš of Poštovní Sporitelna.
Generally, we can say the environment for the Czech workforce is improving. The ongoing recovery is in more, I would say, matured phase, and therefore the employers feel there is insufficient of workforce on the market, and they are somehow pushed to increase the wages at this point of the economic cycle, which is maybe kind of problematic for some of the employers. But it's very good for the Czech workforce, and it supports also the domestic demand in the Czech economy.
Are there other factors that have also contributed? I'm thinking the government boosting, for example, the minimum wage.
Partly boosting the minimum wage and increasing salaries in a public sector helped the wages. But the main factor is ongoing recovery. The recovery is here for pretty long time already, from 2013, and it's more and more about improving conditions for the domestic demand these days, as we see a really one of the lowest unemployment rates here in the Europe. That's beneficial for working people, and it also makes the Czech economy, I would say, more resilient towards the external shocks, as we are less dependent than 2 or 3 years ago on external demand and investments.
Some employers are obviously balking at boosting salaries overly, arguing if the trend continues that they would have to eliminate jobs. Is there truth to that?
I don't believe the cost of people is a problem. When you compare it, we are more or less on the same level as Slovakia, maybe slightly higher in costs of labor, but not dramatically. We are at 30% of the level which is usual in Germany, and in some industries the productivity is not so far. So I don't believe the costs are problem. Actually, what is problem is that some industries are not able to find new people. Even if they are raising the wages, they are not able to find new people, and that's something that limits investment and further product development, and that's problematic. So the costs itself are, I think, manageable for the firms. But what's problematic is that people are really not on the market these days, and it's not easy to solve the problem if you have the projects that are going on.